Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 31 Prayers for My Future Husband by Jennifer Smith, co-authored with Aaron Smith, is a short Christian devotional focused on preparing for marriage through intentional prayer. Built around a 31-day format, the book offers a set of specific prayers that guide readers to intercede for a future husband and for the marriage relationship they hope to build. The emphasis is not on romance strategies or dating advice, but on spiritual formation, asking God to shape a man's character, guard his heart, grow his faith, and prepare him for covenant love. At the same time, the devotional aims to prepare the reader's own heart, encouraging patience in seasons of waiting and a Christ-centered vision for marriage. Often positioned as a meaningful engagement or bridal gift, it is written primarily for single women, women in serious relationships, and engaged women who want structured prompts to strengthen their prayer life and align their hopes for marriage with biblical priorities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 31-day structure that turns desire for marriage into daily spiritual practice. A defining feature of the book is its simple, repeatable rhythm, one focused prayer per day for 31 days. That structure matters because it converts a vague hope for marriage into consistent spiritual action, rather than encouraging readers to obsess over timelines or outcomes. The daily format trains steadiness showing up, naming specific needs before God, and trusting that unseen work is happening in both people. The prayers are designed to be used by women who are single, dating seriously, or engaged, which makes them broad enough to fit different seasons, but still anchored in a clear purpose. By organizing the journey into daily steps, the devotional also lowers the barrier for readers who want to pray but do not know where to start. The result is a guided practice that builds endurance and attentiveness, reinforcing the idea that preparation for marriage is not only about the wedding day, but about spiritual readiness over time. Readers looking for a structured devotional experience often find the format to be the main value it provides: focus, accountability, and a tangible way to grow in prayer. Secondly, praying for his character and spiritual maturity rather than superficial traits. The content consistently directs attention to inner formation, the kind of man the future husband is becoming before God. Across the prayers, the focus rests on virtues commonly associated with Christian discipleship and faithful marriage, such as humility, integrity, wisdom, and faithfulness. This is a practical corrective to cultural checklists that prioritize chemistry, status, or idealized compatibility. By praying for character, the reader is encouraged to value what can sustain a marriage under pressure: truthfulness, self-control, servant-hearted leadership, and a desire to pursue Christ. This also reframes attraction and expectations, moving them from perfect spouse fantasies to spiritual substance. The devotional approach makes these virtues actionable by turning them into petitions, which can help a reader reflect on what she is truly asking God for. In this way, the book is not only about the future husband, it becomes a tool for discernment, clarifying the difference between preferences and convictions. Even readers who find some prayers similar in wording can still benefit from the repeated emphasis, because repetition reinforces what the authors treat as the foundation: a marriage rooted in godly character rather than ideal circumstances. Thirdly, intercession for protection, guidance, and moral clarity in a complicated world. Another central thread is asking God to guard the future husband from harmful influences and to direct his steps. The prayers commonly address protection against temptation, negative enticements, and pressures that could damage his spiritual life or future relationship. This theme reflects a realistic awareness that people do not enter marriage untouched. They are shaped by habits, wounds, relationships, and environments long before they meet their spouse. By making protection and guidance recurring subjects, the book invites the reader to take spiritual warfare and moral formation seriously, without turning prayer into fear. The posture is proactive rather than controlling. The reader cannot manage the future husband's choices, but she can entrust him to God's care and ask for wisdom to surround him. This emphasis also broadens the scope beyond romantic hopes to everyday faithfulness, such as decisions, relationships, and personal responsibility. In devotional terms, it trains readers to pray with both compassion and sobriety, acknowledging that the health of a marriage is affected by what each person brings into it. The prayers encourage trust that God can lead, correct, and protect in ways no partner can replicate. Fourthly, preparing the reader's heart: patience, surrender, and becoming the right person. Although the title centers on praying for a future husband, the subtitle highlights an equally important aim: preparing my heart for marriage. The book repeatedly places the reader's desire for marriage within the discipline of surrender, urging patience and trust in God's timing rather than frantic striving. This inner preparation is practical because it addresses common emotional patterns in waiting seasons: comparison, anxiety, discouragement, or rushing into unwise relationships. By turning attention toward prayer, the reader is invited to deepen her own relationship with God and to become spiritually ready for commitment, forgiveness, sacrifice, and perseverance. In other words, the devotional does not treat marriage as a finish line, but as a covenant that requires maturity. The prayers help the reader ask not only for a good spouse, but for the grace to love well, to think biblically about marriage, and to hold expectations with humility. Reviewers often describe the book as an encouraging journey, which fits this theme. Its tone is meant to comfort and to direct longing toward faithfulness. Even when readers wish for more stories or greater complexity, the simplicity can serve a purpose, keeping focus on the core habit consistent prayer that shapes the one praying. Lastly, a Christ-centered vision of marriage and the season leading up to it. The devotional consistently frames marriage as a relationship designed to be centered on Christ, not merely a personal dream. Some prayers extend beyond the individual man to the relationship itself, including preparation for engagement, the wedding process, and the future union. This keeps the emphasis on foundation, rather than ceremony, asking God to form unity, deepen intimacy, and build a partnership that reflects Christian love. By praying about the relationship before it exists in full, the reader practices hopeful faith while also acknowledging that marriage brings real responsibilities and challenges. The book positions prayer as a stabilizing force that can be carried into engagement and beyond, encouraging the habit of interceding for one another rather than treating spirituality as a private affair within the Christian marriage category. This stance is familiar but still distinctive in its focused execution. It does not attempt to teach a full theology of marriage, but it repeatedly returns to the same center, that God should be at the forefront. For readers who want a devotional that complements premarital conversations and planning, these prayers can function as spiritual grounding, reminding them what the celebration is ultimately meant to represent. In conclusion, 31 Prayers for My Future Husband is best suited for Christian women who want to stray forward. Structured way to pray during singleness, serious dating, or engagement. It is especially useful for readers who feel unsure how to pray beyond general requests, because it supplies focused prompts that emphasize character, faith, protection, and readiness for covenant love. The practical benefit is consistency, a month-long devotional plan that can strengthen a daily prayer habit and keep the desire for marriage anchored to spiritual priorities. It can also serve as a gentle form of self-examination, since praying for maturity, integrity, and wisdom in a future spouse naturally raises questions about those same qualities in the one praying. Compared with many Christian relationship books that concentrate on advice, boundaries, or communication techniques, this one stands out by staying almost entirely in the mode of intercession and worshipful dependence on God. That narrow focus is also its limitation for readers wanting extensive teaching or personal stories, but for its intended purpose, it is clear and accessible. As an engagement gift or a personal devotional, it offers a simple way to place hope, timing, and expectations for marriage under prayer, and to keep Christ at the center of the vision for a future home. If you would like to support Jennifer Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.